We are recording.
It's still a
Question.
delay. No.
Question, you know. It's a
I
little bit.
still have the delay, so just we'll ignore the video.
Right. So I mean, you can see my sources,
Yeah, it's
and
good.
you're not relying on my lips, so it doesn't have to, not that disconcerting. We're looking at Parshat Yitro.
I see you perfectly. Your lips, everything is good.
Okay.
Oh, now it's good.
Okay. Well, let's
Okay.
see how it goes. We seem to be working okay, but this obviously is the Parsha Mamad Har Sinai and the Aseret Dibrot, that whole experience. But at the end of the Parsha, the last Aliyah after Mamad Har Sinai, Moshe starts getting a list of laws. Okay, after he everyone hears the Aseret Dibrot, then Moshe gets this long list of laws. Most of them are interpersonal laws in Parsha Mishpatim. Few ritual laws that are stuck at the end of this parsha, just in the way that things are split up. So the way the story ends is in source one, by Imot Ha'om Marachog, people all stood far away. Moshe Nigash El Arfel, Asher Sham Elokim, and Moshe came close. He hasn't gone up to the mountain yet. That won't happen till the end of Mishpatim. He's right up the mountain for 4 days. This is still on that Vav Sivan. Moshe is close, and then by Yom Hashem and Moshe, then Hashem tells Moshe, Ko Tamar al Bnei Yisrael, thus shall you tell Bnei Yisrael. Here are a bunch of laws. You have seen that I spoke to you from the heavens. Don't, as Rashi puts it, don't make any images of the things that are with me. Don't make gods of gold or silver. You should make an altar of earth, of dirt. And you should sacrifice on it. Your sacrifices and your, how do you want to call it, your shalamim, your barbecues, the what you're offering to share with people, etzarcha, you can offer your sheep and your cattle, whichever place I mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. The im mizbach avanim taseli, and if you should make
Hello,
an altar of
Davida.
stone, hello, Davida,
Hi.
still home.
So good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Sorry about last.
Wow, you're such a good girl. Staying pregnant,
Okay.
that's your job.
Okay. I'm holding back all my cynical jokes that I've come up with.
Okay, well, you can do it. But remember, this is being recorded for eternity on the internet. So don't say anything you don't want actually recorded.
Yeah, no, I'm holding it all back.
Okay. So we're talking about the end of Parsha Yitro, which is the beginning of the laws that it will end up in Parsha Mishpatim, and it says that you'll make an altar of earth. And then if you're going to make me an altar out of stones, do not make them out of cut stones, because you will have placed your sword on it, and profane it, right? Don't use iron on the mizbeach. It's an altar of peace. Don't go up on steps. Use a ramp, that you should not expose yourself on there. And these are all halakha we're familiar with. Okay. Don't make a gods of gold or silver. You have a ramp going up to the altar. Don't use cut stones for the altar. The one thing that's not a halacha that we really recognize is this mizbach adamat hasali. You should make an altar out of dirt.
But there is no.
Altar of dirt, right? So Rashi says on this mizbach adamah, well, it's mechubar ba'adamah. It should be attached to the earth. So yivneno agabe amudim, don't build it on top of pillars. It should be directly placed on the ground. Davar acher, another way of understanding this is mizbach adamah, that you should fill the hollow that the bronze altar that they have in Mishkan.
Where is that told to us?
What?
Nechoshet. Is it
With
here?
this, in the description of the building the Mishkan, in the end of Parshat Truma, it tells about building the Mizbeach. And in Mishkan, the Mizbeach was built out of bronze. It was wood covered in bronze, and it was the and it was hollow. It says that, and you fill the hollow with dirt, and that's the Mizbeach. That's the portable Mizbeach.
So there were different, there was a stone Mizbeach and a
That's in
Nechoshet.
the Beit HaMikdash, they build the stone Mizbeach.
There's
That's
like one
portable. You weren't
inside,
going to
one
move that.
outside, or something.
In the Mishkan, it was portable. It was
Okay.
Zivuv Luchot, hollow made out of wood that was covered in bronze, and then you would that would be carried, and then you fill the hollow part with earth, and you put your altar on top of that. That would be the center part of this Mizbeah.
Okay.
Now let's
But
see if
in
I...
the Beit HaMikdash, it was stone because it was
Correct.
permanent. It was,
Right. So
that's
that's
the idea.
the Mizbacha. I'm going to try just to install my editor here, see if I can put a period on there. And
Wait,
look.
I have another quick question. That v'im tivneli, that means when or if you decide to.
So the way the halacha, you can look at Rashi on that. The way the halacha sees it, it is when.
When?
It is when that
When?
you will have ended up failing. That's not what I was trying to do today, but so
Okay.
you know that is a subject for different discussion. You can look at Rashi on that plus about it, which I recommend doing.
Okay.
But I want to look at the Mizbach Adamah, right? This altar of dirt, because the explanation that Rashi's giving are kind of pushing it. They're weak. That's why he's got this Devar Acher. Plus, you know,
Yeah,
now
he
they're
doesn't seem so satisfied either.
Right. So we're not terribly satisfied. Pshat certainly sounds like, well, build me a mizbeach out of dirt, and if you want to build one out of stone, if you want to build one out of stone, okay, but don't make it out of cut stone. But that's not what was done. Okay. So the Mefarshim say that this is it goes with that mitzvah of Elohei Chesed Hezahav. Don't make anything with images. Don't make a with images. So that's the Torah. The Chizkuni says the same. Ibn Ezra will say the same thing. Mizbeach Demat, you'll make me this dirt altar. It's mefarshim l'fi pshat. Don't make anything that you're going to have images on, right? Better you should have just plain pile of dirt. And therefore, if you're going to make it out of stone, lo tasim avnei gazit, don't have cut stone that you're going to be able to engrave or decorate. Have whole stones. That's the idea. Same idea. The sforn is what I want to look at. This is the sforn. This is all through Rav Kupperman. So Ms. Greenblatt is trying to convince Meira not to go Michalar when she said no, she should go to Michalar. But so I think okay, I'm a big Rav Kupperman fan. Rav Kupperman is going to bring the Sforno. Sforno has a very different interpretation. What is Mizbach Adamat first one? Sorry, for rather right. Remember, don't give me the don't make Elohei Zahav Chesef. Don't make me these big buildings that have gold and silver in them. And precious stones. That I should be close to you. All I want from you is you're going to offer sacrifices on a pile of dirt. That's it. And call my comashiras to me. The Beit Vad Lavdi. Any place that I pick. Kinyan his kiro. Kinyan the pasuk of Kiyas Gav Shemo that his Hashem is close, and then avoy lecha braticha. I will come to you and bless you. Lo tizarech limshoch hashgachati elecha. You don't need to bring me close to you with middlemen, right? I don't need pagans need these idols to represent their gods. That's not it. I am here with you. I don't need intermediaries of gold and silver, zlatam, and anything like that. I will come to you. All I want from you is a pile of dirt.
Well, you know, the Egel HaZahav really takes on, it's like exactly the opposite of
That's
what
Sforno's point.
he's
Yes,
saying.
hold
Don't,
that point.
don't,
Yes.
don't.
Yes, right.
And
The
that's what they do.
first message after that said Birba is Chesed. And then we end up there. So that becomes there's this famous machlokes in Rashi and Ramban about the Mishnah itself.
Oh,
Okay,
Keita Egel.
right. I mean that exactly is where we're going with that. Because you know, the commandment to build the Mishkan appears before the story of the Chet Egel. Okay, Rashi says that really it belongs afterwards, and that they got the mitzvah to build the Mishkan as a response to the Chet HaEgel. That they build the Egel and they okay, that God says, okay, you obviously love this gold and silver, so fine, we're going to use it in this limited way that I'm going to tell you how to use it. If not for the Chet HaEgel, then we know there would be no need for the Mishkan. That's Rashi. Ramban says, no, read the text in order. Yitro
This
Mishpatim
is the
laws
like
prove.
Ein Mukdamu Milharba.
Right. So Rashi says, Ein Mukdamu Chavat Torah. Ramban says that only applies if you actually forced to do it. By Midbar, where it gives you the dates, then it's out of order. Fine. But otherwise, read it in order. Ramban would say you should read it as much as possible in order. Moshe gets the commandments with Mishkan during his first 40 days in Har Sinai. At the end of that, they build the Egel. So obviously, the Mishkan was not a response to the Egel, that was independent. But both of them agree that once they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, there was a mitzvah to build a Beit HaMikdash. The Machloket is about this Mishkan to carrying with them until they got there. Both agree, okay, once you get there, we need to have this big building with the gold Aron and all the Kalim in there. That was it. So Sforno says something much stronger. Okay, he says that the Beit HaMikdash that you're going to build, that doesn't need gold Kalim, that doesn't need anything at all, right? He says there will be a central place of worship. Because we knew that from last week's Parsha B'Shalach, where they say, oh God, please plant them, bring them, plant them in on your holy mount, the mountain of your inheritance. You have made this place for your dwelling. Mikdash Hashem Kodeshecha, God, you have made the Mikdash, the sanctuary that you have prepared. Okay, there's a sanctuary, and this is Sfarno. Bahar Nachlatcha is Bahar Bayit. That says by Har Hashem Yireh. That's right. So that first one is that they're going to end up in the Har HaBayit. And Mikdash Hashem Kodeshecha, this Mikdash that you will, yeah, you got it prepared. It says Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti B'Tocha. Right, you will make a Mikdash. That's a mitzvah. And David Amar eventually, and David will eventually do it. We say the Chol B'Ktav Miyat Hashem. Oh, let's edit that. Sorry. I probably programmed this inline editor. So I can correct it right
It's
as you're watching.
really nice. It's really
That
nice.
saves it, and then I close it, and it's back. Right?
Wow.
Steal, steal.
Cool. Very nice.
Okay, that's my program. Yeah. Anyway, Allah has skill called Malachot Tavnit, so they can build this. So Sforno says we're going to have a Mikdash, but that Mikdash is a Mizbach Adama, a lump of dirt. That's the way it was supposed to be. Nothing more. No big building. Rashi describes in Devarim in Eretz
Israel,
Yisrael,
once
right?
they get there.
The luchot belong in a wooden box. Moshe describes building just a plain wooden aron for the luchot before he tells Bezalel to build the gold one. You don't need gold. You don't need silver. You have a box with the Mikdash is going to be a big pile of dirt. That'll be a place where you can offer your sacrifices. And you can have an aron and a wooden box. That's it. You don't need anything more.
So it was like a concession, God.
And that once the Chet HaEgel, Hashem's Moses said, people love all this gold, obviously, so they should
Right.
use it, build the Beit HaMikdash. It only comes afterwards. Okay, that's Sforno. Like the whole thing was only afterwards. And that's the Sforno in Kitisa after the Chet HaEgel by Etena, by Moshe Chacholoto, that Hashem gave Moshe the Luchot at the end of the 40 days, and then we have the story of the Chet Egel. Acharei she-siper ma-she tov shusag b'sof kol ha-pamim she-shem Moshe b'har arim yom. After it says all, after it tells you what was supposed to happen after the 40 days, and Moshe's up there learning the Torah, gaining Luchot. Here's a time the Torah goes starts and explains mipnei ma-lo husaga tachlit. Why did they not achieve that goal? Sheyad HaKel. Yeah, I'm going to say HaKel.
You're having a lot of
Whoa.
fun with this, Ella.
Where is it? There we go.
Wow. Oh, you don't put a kuf?
Well, it's easier to read. I depending on what I think is easier to read when I'm printing it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that God had designated the original, the goal that God had designated, the Matan Torah. When he said, "You will be a nation of priests and a holy nation." So whatever is that, that we don't need separate Kohanim. You don't need emsay people, just like that gold. Everyone's a Kohen. That's it. And it says, "Mizbacha that was the original goal. The Torah is now going to explain in Parakatisa why you end up Ad Shahut Mishkan. Now we end up with a Mishkan. God's going to give these new commandments, saying, okay, you guys can't handle nothing. You need big buildings, obviously. So we're going to describe buildings. And the Torah Hodiya Shekarazeh, and then Torah it says that this happened. You see, but Roa Bichirat Yisrael, because the Jews made bad choices. That's why your parents always tell you make good choices. Because the truth is, at the end of those first 40 days, that Hashem gave Moshe this, the Luchot, the work of God, that everyone was going to be Kohanim, Goy Kadosh, all going to be holy. All the good things that Hashem had said beforehand. But they rebelled, and they did the wrong thing. And they fell from their previous level. As it says, but Bnei Israel lost their jewelry, is the where the pasuk literally says, from Har Sinai. They lost their decor. They lost their spiritual stature by way of that.
That's
where is
pasuk.
That pasuk?
Yeah,
like,
what is that
Shira
pasuk?
Shirim or something?
What? Yes. No. This is a quote from. Let's go find. This is a quote from Kitisa. Want to go find that?
Put it in there, Dan. Put it in parens. Is that
I
from
will. I will have to do. I'll add
the
that, and I will also
curses?
find it right now. Let's find it.
And that word edim means,
Jewelry, literally.
and what does it mean?
Not like edim, like witnesses?
Idiot. No, it means a jewelry.
Adi, the name Adi is like delicate, like
Oh, so.
maybe they're trinkets or something. How'd you know it was Kitisa?
About Kari, I know where that's where the story is. Here we
Wow.
go.
That's very, very impressive.
Thank you.
Jack wouldn't remember a half hour after he practiced that
Okay.
section.
So here's Hashem telling
Okay.
Moshe, you are a stubborn people. Another moment, I'm going to wipe you out. Now take off your edi, take off your jewelry, and I'll figure out what I'm going to do with you.
Wow.
Okay, again, that's metaphoric for you've now lost this. They talk about that everyone had two crowns for Naaseh v'Nishma that they lost. And they had them removed their edyam that they'd gotten on Har Sinai, from Har Sinai.
It's interesting. In modern Hebrew, lehit natzel is like to apologize. I don't.
Nisluh b'nei Israel at Mitzrayim, that b'nei Israel emptied out Egypt when they
Yeah,
left.
I don't
Interesting.
know if you know that.
Right. I apologize. Right.
Interesting.
But yet not
It means
sell.
to empty out.
Yeah.
Okay, and they were emptied out. So you know what? I'll stick that in at some point there. Okay. Okay. So that's far down, right? The Mishkan, the whole idea of a Beit HaMikdash was something that came after the Mishkan. But he's actually much more radical than that. He reads all the mitzvot that came afterwards, in Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Midbar, were all later. They're not part of the original laws given to Moshe on Har Sinai. Moshe goes up for 40 days and 40 nights, gets the Torah, and what he comes down, the original plan was not all the other stuff. Only after they sin, as they go through and they kind of lose their level, through the time, they need things like structured ritual services. They need the laws of the Karbanot that's imparted by Yikra.
Wait, but don't we also have laws though about like bein adam l'chaveiro? And
Right. So
so
that's
don't you have
precious
to
stuff.
explain then why we need every single mitzvah? That's like a big statement to make.
So the idea is that he's saying that that the mitzvot that were given to Moshe are the ones here, Mizbach HaDamat HaSeli and Parshat Mishpatim. Okay, that's all part of the same Vayedaber right after the Aseret Dibrot. So all those Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, all that Parshat Mishpatim, that was given. The rest of it wasn't really there, right? The Mizbach HaDamah is voluntary sacrifices. And Hikkos says that even laws of Kashrut, that wasn't part of the original plan.
Huh.
But this can get really
Karbanot
radical. So this
also,
can,
huh?
what?
Karbanot also like a concession to
Well,
what they needed?
Karbanot chiyuviyot, mandatory karbanot. You had a mizbeach there was voluntary, right? If you wanted to offer to Hashem, here's where it was, and everyone would have that kind of spiritual need. You'd be close enough to Hashem to know what you needed to do.
Wow.
Okay, so he's radical. He's definitely this is very
That's
radical,
it, yeah.
and don't stone me yet because we're gonna get worse. Which actually was interesting because I just learned with Leah and the Pachad Yitzchak, something that Huttner says something very similar. So this is with Sforno on Kashrut. Zorach Hine achar she'natzlu Yisrael et jam haruchani. Okay, again, that's the quote again. After Bnei Yisrael lost their spiritual adornment, shekanu ma'an Torah, that they had acquired with the original ma'an Torah. At that level, they could serve Hashem without any intermediaries at all. He's a tikkun. Moshe asked for some kind of tikkun, something they needed, right? That we need, we right, Bnei Israel need more, something to get a hold on to. That the Shekhinah should dwell among them. Mishkan for Kela. So now they're going to have the intermediary, the Mishkan, all the gold and silver. They're going to have the Kohanim, going to be their intermediaries, Umeshartav, and they'll have, like, again, the Kohanim are the intermediaries, and now they would need Uzvachav and all these sacrifices, the whole structure of ritual sacrifices. Not, okay, I feel close to Hashem, I want to offer something, but the daily Tamidim and all that, those were all the intermediaries, those are the Emtziyut. Actually, Hisigu v'zachu, and until they reach that point where they now deserve Vayirak v'od Hashem el kol ha'am in Parshat Shemini. They got to get back. El Yiridat Esh Meshamayim, the fire came down from heaven. Hashem says, okay, I'm back, but now we have under different circumstances and different terms than we'd originally planned.
Wait, so here he says Ad Sheyisigu. So does that mean it was supposed to be temporary?
No, that they had lost the Shekhinah and they got it back.
Okay.
Okay, that they had lost the Shekhinah. So now with the building of the Mishkan, the Shekhinah came back. So now we're still have the Shekhanti B'tocham, but under different terms.
Didn't take too long for the switch for
Well,
them to.
okay, so
I guess.
it's almost a year. It's from I mean
Oh,
the
really?
level of Mantor is in Shavuot year one. 40 days later is Shavasar Batamos year one. Shekhinah goes, and it doesn't come back until they inaugurate the Mishkan, which is right before Pesach, with Rosh Chodesh Nisan of year two. So
What
Tammuz
happened
to
in
next.
Shavasar Batamos?
That's when Moshe comes down and breaks the luchot. That's when he sees the Egel Zahav. That's why we fast. That was the first sin of Shavasar Tammuz.
Oh no, maybe the first thing was when the spies came back.
That was
No?
Tisha B'Av,
Oh,
40 days later. That's a different, that was 40 days later and a year later. Okay,
Yeah.
but that's
Okay.
it's 9 days later, a year later. Okay, so that's Tisha B'Av. Shavuot sometime was breaking the Luchot, that course of the Egel Zahav. So that's the Shekhinah leaves. It partly comes back at after Yom Kippur, well, really on Sukkot of the next year, when Hashem says Salakti, but it doesn't really come back with the fire coming from heaven and the Shekhinah is back until they inaugurate the Mishkan in Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the next year. So that's the Ad Sheh Sigu, that in that time. Hashem, Moshe's getting all these new laws in the Ol Moed, in the Sfornos model, and he's saying, like, we're gonna have to do this, we're gonna have to do that, and say, okay, this is gonna, we now have this structure here, because this free form, love God, altar of dirt, that's not clearly not gonna work, because you're gonna end up with golden calves. Okay, but once, even after that, v'chein mizgam. So, and so too, he wanted to improve their nature. She'muchan la'or, la'or, b'or ha'chayim ha'nisrim, that they should be enlightened with this eternal light. Very poetic. Gam tikkun ha'mizunot da. That he's gonna, that Hashem is gonna fix their food and their eating, what they bring, put into their bodies. And was and answered all the food that could that would make them impure, nefesh miskalot, that would make them have lower quality and reduce their intellectual level. That's what kashrut was all about, as it says, bam. Those are the foods that are you become tame with. And just the same thing. Kashrut says, don't make your souls disgusting. Don't become impure with all these creepy things. I'll be a God. And then, and you should make yourselves holy, and then you shall be holy. Then you should be eternal. Be similar to Hashem. As he says, that the laws of kashrut are to purify us. But they only became necessary after Chet HaEgel. Before that, you would naturally avoid things that would impurify, that would contaminate your soul.
What does it mean they were doing? They would do things differently, but they weren't commanded to do them.
So that's sort of view. After Ma'amar Sina, Bnei Yisrael at the spiritual level of the Avot, specifically. The Avot, we say the Avot kept the Torah. It means they were sensitive to Rosh Hashem. They would do the right thing without being commanded. And that was good. That was fine. Sforno said that was the highest level. And, you know, and that means that when they have values would conflict, they could decide the right course of action. So Yaakov married sisters, etc. So they didn't have specific, they weren't commanded not to do that because they could actually make their own decisions about what was the appropriate thing spiritually to do. Sforno says Bnei Israel were on the same level after Mamon Har Sinai. And then they made bad choice, and Hashem said, obviously, no, you can't do that. So now Bnei Israel would be expected, so that the idea that Bnei Israel originally would be expected to avoid things that contaminate the soul without getting this detailed list of eat this, not that. So this idea that this whole, this is pretty rad, that this whole Tayag mitzvah, they had a much smaller set of mitzvah. Again, mitzvah ben Adam l'chavero were there. The mitzvah ben Adam l'chavakam was very much, you could feel it, right? You were close enough to Hashem to say this was the right thing to do, not a list of commandments.
It's so interesting because I feel like now we're the opposite. Like, well, obviously don't hurt your fellow man or something. Like, those seem much more.
Yeah, intuitive, yes.
Yeah, and
okay, which is
like bring a this part of a cow, like, doesn't feel intuitive.
Okay, all right. And I think that intuition is a, very much depending on society. It's, in other words, our moral intuition comes from what we observe, what we see other people doing, right? We're social animals. So that's, so our society is better that way. That's good, that you would normally not be hitting other people and you'd feel bad if your cow gored somebody else's cow. I'm glad that you feel that way. Or if you ran your car into somebody, you feel it would be appropriate to pay them for that. That's a good thing. So that's, you know, that's the mishpatim. That should be right there. But it was interesting that Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak told us that the Torah as we have, as the way we read it now, is a mashal for the Torah Kadmoni, you know, that God looks in the Torah and creates the world. There are different ways of reading the Torah. That what we do now is it's a mashal, that even these laws of Kashrut are, read them as a parable for the underlying spiritual idea. We got to keep the commandments. It's pretty radical. Because there's a fundamental nature argument about the nature of Ma'an Torah. This is the Gemara in Sota. Tanya. Here's a write up. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klolot Nemru B'Sinai, Upratop Ol Moed. That the general principles of the Torah, that's what Moshe got at Har Sinai, and all of these details were told to him later in the Ol Moed. He learned them later. Omer. Klalot Pratot Nemru b'Sinai. No, Moshe got everything. All the details that we have today, that all came from our Sinai. That's what we learned in these 40 days. The Nishnu b'Olmoed, and it was repeated. He learned them again in the Olmoed. That's what it's described in Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Bamidbar. Nishtalshu b'Arba Moav, and they reviewed them all again at Arba Moav and Sefer Devarim before they entered the land. And we know how everybody holds on this. Everybody only quotes Rabbi Akiva, right? That on Har Sinai, Moshe got everything. This is Rashi talking about Bahar Sinai, Mayan Shemitah Har Sinai, when it says that he got the mitzvah of Shemitah on Har Sinai. Well, Kol Mitzvot Nemru B'Sinai, didn't we get all the mitzvot on Har Sinai? Elama Shemitah Nemru Kol Tev Protev Dukeha B'Sinai. It tells us that just like the laws of Shemitah, that the general principles plus the details and every fine detail, every medaktik, that was all told at Sinai. Akula Nemru Kulotam Dikham Sinai.
I can hear of Kuhrman saying that. Like, I can hear his voice saying that.
What?
Yeah.
That
Quoting this Rashi.
what is this
This
talking about?
one
Uh
of.
oh. That's very slow here. Why is it so slow? I'm gonna edit that. What period there? Boom. Oh, I like that it works. It took a while. Okay, and the simile, this is the Rambam. Kenan Ravatenu in the Braita, right? According to the Braita. Iber Moshe b'Har Sinai, Mal Tulomar b'Har Sinai, V'lo Kol Torah Kulo Nemar b'Sinai. Lomar lecha mashmita nemra kloleha bufratev ditokhev misinai, just like the Shemitah was told in all of its details at Sinai, af kol mitzvot klohem protev dikduhehem misinai. So too, all the details came from our Sinai. Nobody's quoting Rabbi Shmuel, except for Sforno. Sforno says, yeah, klolot nemra b'Sinai. The general principles were Sinai. The details weren't said until then, and it's stronger than that. It's not that they weren't taught to Moshe at Sinai, but they didn't exist.
Wow.
Okay, those pratot were given later. That there was no requirement for them at all. And what he reads it is very subtle because he says the Torah is the repository of divine wisdom. The Torah is there, and that's absolute. But it could have been read differently. The way we interpret there, that's part of the Kabbalah. That's Torah Sheba'al Peh, and that's real, but it could have been done differently with different pratot than we have today. So we know that the
I
scroll
know
was
a
there.
few that I would change.
I'm sorry?
I know a few that I would
Yes, Sforno would
change.
not let you do that, okay? He says that
No.
once we've talked about that, this is
I
that
know.
it was big and that it was, you know, it was open to interpretation, and then Hashem said, okay, this is what you're going to do, this is what you do. And kind of as the 40 years went on, it was more and more frozen into place.
Yeah.
And there's less flexibility there than there originally was. But so you know that so the actual Torah that we have, the scroll of the Torah, right? Oh, whatever, 150,000 words or as opposed to Luchot, which we get in Har Sinai, the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Whichever, whether it's Klal Teh or Pro Teh, however you learned that, that was at our Sinai. But the actual text that we have was completed the 40th year. Right? Hashem says, write down this Torah right before they go in. And the Machlok and the Gemara about how it was written. You quote this all the time, Phyllis. Rabbi Nochem Meshum Rabbi Benai, Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. The Torah is written as given as separate scrolls, as it says, as Amarti. I came with the Megillot of the scroll, with the scroll that was written about me. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, no, Torah Chatuma Nitna. Torah was written, sealed, finished, done. As it says, the Koch HaSefer Torah Zeh all at once. So usually we understand that as a machloket of how it was composed. There's Rashi, Megillah, Megillah Nitna, Kishenimra Parshal Moshe would hear it in Olmoed. He would hear a particular law, Hayah Kotva, he would write it down. Now I've got one scroll, I have a pile of parchment sheets that consisted of laws that Hashem has told us. Basof Mem Shana, at the end of the 40 years, Shenigmara, Kol HaParshiyot, Chibran, Begidin, V'Tafranin. Moshe sewed them together and says, here's the Torah. as
Isn't
opposed
there a
to.
famous Ibn Ezra who said it was even continued with Yahushua?
No.
Like, no?
No. The Gemara brings the possibility that the last eight verses, where it talks about Moshe's death, were written by Yeshua afterwards.
Oh.
Okay, not talking about the laws in there, just talking about the last part where it says that Moshe died and went up, but who wrote that? That's the
Oh.
Gemara there. And
Okay.
Ibn Ezra talks about Hasod Hashneim Asar, whichever figures he means the question of the last 12 verses of the Torah.
Oh.
Right? He's not saying it was anything else written later on that.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda Chassid possibly does. He's pretty radical, but that is probably not Yehuda Chassid. It's probably his son who wrote the book, who did that. He was probably a heretic anyway, so we don't have to listen to him. But so it's you. I think you're thinking about Yehuda Chassid there in his commentary on the Torah. But
Maybe.
the Sforno says no. When it's talking about Megillah and Chatumah, it means something very different. Chatumah means sealed, with the meaning hidden. Megillah means revealed.
I'll be back in a minute. I'm
Okay.
listening.
You're listening. Okay, because this is what you like. Okay. So the question that Sforno said, the machloket is the Torah esoteric, meaning it has a hidden meaning that we don't really know, or is it exoteric? Has explicit meaning. Here's the words, here's what it means. Because there's this Kabbalistic principle of the Torah, the Ramban says it. Odesh b'yadeinu Kabbalah shel emet. We have this Kabbalah, ki kol Torah kula shmotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah really is the name of God. I could read it as the name of God, not as these words that mean do this, do that, but it's all the shmot shel tov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I don't know what that means. Sfarno says that I would have known what that means had I not been there at Chet HaEgel and sinned with the Chet HaEgel. That's the level B'nai Yisrael were at after Matan Torah. They could look at the Torah and just say, this is Shmot Tov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can be close to Hashem just by reading these letters as they are.
Why is Mitzvot written in English?
Over here, because I'm not consistent, and if who's consistent to have God in a little mind.
No, but usually you are consistent about certain things.
I try, if I think it's going to be harder for me to, if it look weirder in English than if I type it in Hebrew, then I'll put it in Hebrew. It is not consistent. Yeah.
So
Wait,
that's your
wait, 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 wait,
consistency.
wait, wait. Watch this.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh.
I like your little save, not save thing. That's also nice.
Oh, you saw how the little X goes in there. Oh, he has an
Yeah.
X if he can it. Yeah, so I have a lot of fun with this. What we got, chat? This is to leave. Okay. So, anyway, so the way the Sfarno is going to look at what this means, okay? But it says, Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to come up to the mountain and get the Torah. Moshe, I want you to come up this mountain. This is after Mount Torah. You're going to go up for 40 days, and I want you to be there. I'm going to give you the luchot, the tablets, and mitzvah. I'm going to give you the Torah and the mitzvah shekatabti that I have written to Allah, time to teach them. You're going to get all of these things. And the Sforno says that Torah is the chelak ha'iyunim, the intellectual part, mitzvah chelak ha'maasi, the practical part, asher katabti, that I have written. Again, B'nai Yisrael had not sinned at the Chet HaEgel. Hayta kol Torah netuna chatuma. The whole Torah would have been given as one sealed, one esoteric text. Miyad Hashem Yitbarach kmo luchot. They all gotten it all at once. Which Yibamro va'atamir v'kodesh, that says that Hashem came out of the myriads of the holy ones. Mimino esh dat, that the Torah is an esh dat of the fiery law. The black fire and white fire. Don't read it as words that have meaning, but mitzvot. Read it as Shemot Tov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad shechatu be'egel lo zeh. But once they sinned at the Chet HaEgel, they lost that. They couldn't do that. Avakatva Moshe mitzvotav. Moshe had to write these down as words to say, here's what they mean. Amar karkach ketov lachat brima ela. You need to write these down. Yal pi brima ela karati chabrit. I signed. This treaty came for you because. On these words here, Luchot, and Moshe brought the Luchot down, Elokadila Shabram, in order to break them. Right? That was what he was going to say. This, you don't deserve this. We got to renegotiate the whole deal, the whole relationship with Hashem. The Shabbat Libamazana to break their straying hearts. That's why Hashem, that's why he brings down the Luchot at all, is just to probably break them. So this is
You
where
see, it was on purpose. It wasn't like a drop. It was like, I want to show you something.
So anyway, Rav Kuperman's summary of what Sforno means by this, about this level that they when Bnei Yisrael went down. The Gashel Chatuma, this idea that the Torah was given Chatuma, as foreigners answer, not meaning as one piece, but as in seal, esoteric. The Hainu Kula Ketuvah BeRetzef Otiyot B'li Nifsa. That's written as straight letters straight through, not with the
Wow.
word divided as it was. Okay, that's the Shmotav, Al Derech Shmotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it was simply a holy text that you could meditate on in some Kabbalistic sense. Again, I have no idea how what that even would mean. But the Torah written, read it as not as a book of mitzvot, but as the Shmotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows me to come close to Hashem. Kesher Haduk Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben Am Bechirav, that this delicate connection between Hashem and his chosen people, didn't have to define or limit the way they behaved. Matkona Kavua, Zoto Achaz, in one particular way or another. Lo Beit Hillel, lo Beit Shammai. You'd have to paskin whether you hold like Beit Shammai, lo Rabbi Akiva, lo Beit Shmuel, shekulam bechinat elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. All those are the words, the living words of God. They all are correct ways of behaving. V'im b'tzura kavua v'akvit. They are all, those are all deter are set and consist, I guess, consistent paths in the Torah. And kivyut v'akivyut, this fixed, consistent, this constant, this fixedness and consistentness. Elu, him
Consistency?
semaneh, what?
Consistency?
Consistency. Oh, yeah, there we go. That's a good
I
word.
like consistency.
They come out of the text with the rules for interpreting it. But they didn't start out with those klal prashanut. When it was given, when the Torah was given in this primordial state, as Sforno wants to say, the number of possible, the number of possibilities that were open in understanding it, hadracha, comes out and from the direction hanitna al katuv, that we have these ways of interpreting it that Hashem gave us in terms of how do we interpret it. Torah la'am. And when the Torah was given to the people, Ashakulah Gil de Nivua, that they are at the level of Nivua. If they could hold on to that level of being close to Hashem, Haitashat Kosher, it was a time when it was possible to take Torah lelo higbalut, to give the Torah without these limits, without these definitions. Torah Asher Tiparesh Be'Open Matmid Ayibnei Panah Yeshira Akatu. A Torah that could be explored. Could be explained. How do you translate matmid ayde
I have to run. I'm so
paneh? Okay.
sorry. This is such good
This is
basic stuff.
fascinating that the Torah is just gonna, right? The Torah is not they had the possibility of interpreting it according to their own understanding and doing what was right as opposed to what was said to them.
And it's hard to even imagine. We're so far from that, you know?
So he says that was the love of the Avot, right? The love of Avot
Yeah.
served Hashem without being commanded to.
All right, I'm sorry. I gotta
Okay.
run. Davida, have a good week, and I Hey, too
gotta
good to
run.
see you. Okay.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. Let's do that. Panah Yeshira. How do I translate that? I guess we
Straight
have
faces.
quote, yeah. Oh, yes. Face is straight.
Maybe Panel, like direction, like you're
Yeah, I
facing,
went pun.
like a you're in the right, like your path is straight.
It's directed draft. This direct appeal is the not this direct connection, I guess. This direct text with Jam. Himanat come. This is their portion. Shall bali ruach nevuah. Those who have this spirit of nevuah, ruach kodesh, who can plufa note, can face like a bell
To
mechanah
turn.
yashar, can get a straight answer. Menachah too. Baha insofit, the infinite that has infinite possibilities. To arranging the letters, very Kabbalistic. Now, if you read some of the Torah as in a Kabbalistic sense, by arranging the letters and understand it in all of its possible ways. That every answer, every response to Divrei Elokim Chayim is all of its words of the living words of God, put that way. Different ways of understanding the name of God. But right to you, such a Torah, Mistakel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Hashem looked in the Torah. Fia bara olamo. That's what Hashem created the world. Yishma koma ha'ig olam dagat avot michagisa. We could run the world the way we could live in the world, according to Ratzon Hashem, the way the avot did.
What is
And we have
Chagisa?
achad gisa in one side, one approach. It's an Aramaic term. How do you translate to it? That on one hand. Okay. And that way we run the whole world. There was no necessary reason for everything else. They could have done it if they had kept that connection with Hashem, just to Sheva Mitzvot. Right? The way Beit Shammai holds in all the halachot, that is an appropriate way of running the world with Hashem. There's no absolute right answer. We have to come to the point where we have taken this path and ended up, and this is the way we interpret the Torah. We can't go back on it. It is frozen in place now.
Meaning now we
So,
do have to choose between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Like, meaning we
I'm
do
more
have
than, right. Well, more than that, that is already
to.
chosen. The halacha is this way. As you go through this path and you say, okay, it could have been this, now it's this, and and you choose your own adventure books. You need to take one path in there. We can't keep all the possibilities open. So the Torah is given to the 600,000 Nevi'im. There was a possibility to say, they could have kept at this level. This is the highest level. That was the highest level that Adam Rishon had achieved. That since the time of Adam Rishon, it was only achieved by the Avot. The level of related to Hashem, at the level of Avot. That's the Sforno's idea of what Bnei Yisrael were at the point of Mamre Har Sinai. Now again, everyone disagrees with him.
Isn't that what we say though? Like we were all Nevi'im at that level. Like,
Yes, but what that meant for the mitzvot. In other words, Sforno is saying that they weren't mitzvah in all these details. The protot were not given then, just like they weren't given to the avot.
so the whole thing about like eating dairy on Shavuos.
Right,
You
Sforno
wouldn't,
says no, that doesn't make
or
any
you would
sense.
just say like they felt that it was like.
Right. So they said, okay, that obviously there's a spiritual thing where you're not gonna eat meat and milk. So it would be wrong. But probably that's why they would say that where they wouldn't have done that, not out of said commanding this, but a sense of that's just is off, right? Obviously, God doesn't like this, seething a kid in his mother's milk. On the other hand, that mitzvah actually is in Mishpatim. So
Oh,
that was
interesting.
one of the that was that is one of the
Okay.
originals,
Okay, so that
right?
fits then.
Right. So yeah. So that still is there. That's this is all right. This is all Mishpatim, right? That's before,
It's actually a good support then for the Sforno.
Okay, and then Moshe, okay, then it said then afterwards Alei Al Hara, and then Hashem tells Moshe, well, now go up the mountain and you're gonna sit and learn with me. So they have these first mitzvot that they were given. And yeah, Lo Tivashel Yudi B'Chalei Imo was actually one of the old ones, original ones. So as far as not claiming that we could go back, that if we understood Rosh Hashem, we would not keep mitzvot. Then at all, said once Hashem told Moshe, this interprets the text. These are the mitzvot, these are the these are the karbonot that you're gonna offer, this is how you're gonna build the mikdash. Right. In the old way, that was a law. That's what means it went from chatuma, which was unfixed, the meaning that was sealed, to Megillah, frozen, revealed. This is what it is in stages over those 40 years. So that's why it says that we didn't get the Nesachim until Parsha Pinchas. In Pinchas, we have the Musafim. Everyone has to explain why is that? Why are those mitzvahs listed in the end of Parsha of Sefer
Wait,
Bamidbar?
which
Why is
mitzvah?
it
Which one?
the Karban Tamid and the Musafim, basically? Musafim, what is
Unmuted.
that? Right. All the Karban and Musaf are all in Parsha Pinchas. They belong in somewhere in Sefer VaYikra. Why are they not there? So I would say, because they were given later. That was their response to the Cheder Meraglim. Basically, they dropped another bunch of levels. So we had a whole bunch more laws that came on after that.
So anytime that we have, you're saying like, why aren't all the mitzvahs just given sort of like here? He's saying, well, no, it was given like as needed, sort of.
Right. Right, the work they right that as they as far as I say, as Bnei Yisrael dropped Madrigot, they got more mitzvot because you need more. You can, we can, right? Hashem saying, I can no longer rely on your judgment in this and this and this and this. I'm going to tell you what to do. Apparently, kind of like consequences for your kids.
Right, I was thinking that, right? Like, well, I wouldn't be doing this for you if you just did it already, but you can't do it, so we're gonna, right, until you
Yeah,
learn to
why
do
don't...
this yourself, then I'm gonna have to help you do it. But I mean, I guess that I know it's radical, but it kind of it works. Like it works.
Oh, it does. They're right. You're not, we're not, this is a Sforno. We're not going to reject the Sforno on this.
Yeah.
But it's a very different way of looking at what the Torah means and how we understand it. Okay, so that it was Sforno say that end of, by the end of this parsha, that the Sefer Mitzvot, right, the Shulchan Aruch will consist of the Parsha Mishpatim and Mizbach HaAdamat HaSeli. That's all we need. We didn't stay at that level. And then we would, our relationship with Hashem would be fixed in its details after that.
What is there? You said eternity. Is there a time that we're supposed to get back, though?
So it's not clear whether he would claim that, Mashiach or something like that is, I don't know what the Torah would say about the end point. Right. Again, the Rambam's point of view that, well, you want Mashiach is just like Olam Hazeh, we'll build the Beit Hamikdash, the laws will be the same, and then we end up in an Olam Haba where we no longer our physical bodies and don't have Bechira, we're just one with Hashem, and then it all goes back to this completely Chatumah Torah. But he'd say, could we go back to some other, avot-like state? I don't know the answer what Sforno would say with that. But I'm not going to go that far to say. I think it's still
Obviously,
very interesting.
very cool.
Okay, I am gonna
Thank
say
you.
goodnight.
Okay.